Hey, it could be. It could be that someone has had coffee with the Antichrist, shook hands at a public meeting, sat in a political congress somewhere. It is very possible that many have had contact with the Antichrist and have no idea who he really is. The mask will be so broad. Here we go. Here we go. We're ready. Looks like we got cut off. We're coming back.
Okay. We lost you there. I'm not sure what happened.
All righty.
We're getting any audio from you. We'll try it again.
Great.
I'll fade it out then.
Thank you.
Join in and here we go.
Here we go tonight on a February the 22nd, 2011. It is Tuesday night. We had some massive snow in our area, and after having a spring-like a couple of days, didn't go to the woods yesterday. Listen, we're talking this week, Pharaoh. That's an important word. It is one that God has given. Literally, the Spirit of God chose in definition, in the broadest and most distinct definition of the Antichrist, little horn, man of lawlessness. Listen, we're talking about the most transmuted, supernatural human being in all of human history. We're talking about the most powerful political, economic, and military leader that will ever be on the face of the earth. So I think it's vital that we get as much intel, as much, you know, information as possible. We're talking about the one that's going to shake the world. Now, on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, Tuesday, we have it down as this. The Antichrist, in my opinion, he's alive, he's ready, and so is his regime. Conspiracy. Now listen, very important. A possible scenario of the current affairs of the world history that spells out the end of days. Could it be that the dark side is bursting at the seams and hungry for blood, the nations, and the goal of building that platform that leads to Armageddon? As I was saying in the beginning, not surprised of having a little bit of interruption in the beginning, but that's all right. Here we are. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Welcome to all those satellite listeners all over, internet listeners all over, and those downloading by the thousands, the archives all around the world. Want to say that this is a supernatural hour, and it can be this week an hour and a week of spiritual warfare. It really can be. Matter of fact, send me an email, maybe even send me a note on Facebook. Let me know what you've been engaging this week as you've been doing some of the studies. Now, we have put out this week for the live broadcast PDF study notes, and you can download those right off the Shatter the Darkness website. ShatterTheDarkness.net, hundreds of other MP3s, courses and materials. One of the most important that would go good with this week is Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. Now, as we jump into this week, it's a week that's kind of crazy around the world, but it also speaks of one of the points I'm going to make. Four missionaries have been killed and the Somalis, the pirates, and engagement with the U.S. Military, and there's a number of the Somalis dead too, but the missionaries. Some wealthy folks been passing Bibles out, going around, and it's devastating for the families. Let's pray about it. Let's pray for them, and let's take a look at what hostilities are rising. There will be, with the rise of the spirit of Antichrist, hostility towards those who are connected. And you better believe it, the dark side knows those who are born again probably better than we know each other at times. They are able to spot a born-again believer instantly. Now, I believe this is true based on what we see in the book of Acts. When the demon said through the possessed man, "Jesus I know and Paul we know, and to the ones that did not have the Spirit of God, but who are you?" And those are the ones that the demon-inspired, possessed individual, well, tore them to pieces. Gaddafi was ranting all over the place today. Yemen is, the riots in Yemen and Egypt and Libya and Morocco and Iran. Looming. Well, when I see all of it, I think in terms of the red horse. Now, we're not there yet when this prophetic picture, when this kind of multinational burst, peace being taken from the earth, what you see there will occur everywhere. It will be the greatest hellish chaos the world has ever known. Please understand, the events that we're talking about are off the pages of world history. They are nothing like what has occurred, and they never will occur again. They are considered, in the words of Jesus, unprecedented or unequaled in all of history. Earthquake up there in New Zealand. We need to pray for the folks there. And keep an eye, a watch, on what's going on globally. Because out of the 4 points I'm going to give you tonight, based on my opinion, hear me clearly, my opinion, that the Antichrist is already alive, that he's already been born, that he's been raised, that he's been nurtured, that he's been connected with and part of rituals by the thousands, that he's in charge, that his regime that is inseparable to his coming apocalypse is in place, that the false prophet is in place, that the coming breakthrough on a global, listen, atmospheric level. In other words, in the dense atmosphere around the earth, what is already felt, sensed, well, it's going to go off the charts. The collective, this dragon, this presence that probably billions will worship its existence as it gives power to the Antichrist, to the beast. Now, I'm going to tell you today that my opinion is that he's been born, that he has been raised, that he's alive, that he's been politically active, most likely in Europe, that he has maybe in one sense been seen in the crowds of people. It's very possible that he's been seen, but at this point, without the apocalypse of Anthroposynamos, the unveiling, we don't know and cannot point our finger and say, there is the man. Not yet, but very soon. Let me stop for a moment to say, how you doing? For the new folks listening tonight, welcome. This is Russ Dizdar. You're here maybe by, well, divine providence. Supernatural hour, it's been prayed over that God would stretch out his hands to save, to heal, to deliver, to reach into your life. Listen, I know this, there is nothing impossible with God. So those of you in Russia and China, they're up there in Oslo and down there in Johannesburg and over there in Manila and right around the corner there in Bangkok, all around the world, when you're listening live or you're listening to the archives, let me tell you this. We've asked that God would stretch forth his hand. That would include to those who are seekers and those that are looking and those that are inquiring about conspiracy. Now, the interesting thing is, one of the largest talk shows around the world, coast to coast, I listened to George Norrie the other night speak again and again and again with guests about the end of days, the book of Revelation, and the Antichrist. It's interesting that that seems to be a massive and vital subject. And the issue of the end of days, well, it's literally all over the world, in the air, in the minds and hearts of even world leaders. So when we jump into this tonight, let me explain again. Because I've had some folks write, send a note. Theron is the word used in Revelation 13. When God defines. Now again, we're talking that God choosing a word to describe the Antichrist. Now, he's called Antichrist there in 1 John 2. But in the book of Revelation, the consistent word is Theron. And that includes the false prophet. That includes an element. An element, the fourth element, literally, the pale horse, the green pale horse of Revelation 6, that includes that there will be an element of Theron that will be involved in the slaughter and the killing and the deaths of maybe 2 to 3 billion people in the shortest amount of time. Did I not say these are the events that will shake the world to the core, leave it feeling that it's about to be annihilated, but something will occur. It will be like a miracle to the world. A seeming savior rises out of the ashes. What most will not realize is that he, with his regime, with the collective behind him, will have caused all of it. Will have used humanity. Will have baited and switched with counterfeit spirituality, and gripped the hearts and lives of literally billions prior. And these are the spiritual precursors that are coming to the events. We've been in that evolutionary development, but now we're talking about the events that will rock the world. They're going to rock your world. They're going to rock all of us. And that includes the sequence of them, the great chaos, the apocalypse of Antichrist, the ascendancy of the false prophet, the eventual betrayal in the mid part of the tribulation, the Hathalipsis, Hey Magali, the great, the tribulation, the opening of the abyss, there's disclosure for you, and then the mother of all rituals, Revelation 16, and that leads to Armageddon, which is the, listen, it's Hell's Kitchen's ultimate goal. Not even getting to the temple and saying that he's God first is the ultimate goal. That is useless to him unless he can stop God from appearing in the world, downing and annihilating radical evil once and for all. This is about the third attempt to annihilate God. You got to understand the word lawlessness, and we'll look at that in a few moments. Listen, I'm going to pray tonight that the Spirit of God will speak to every heart, to the Luciferian, the chosen one, the recon individual, to the military man or woman, and to weapons development specialists. And whether you're out of the CIA, the DIA, the DOD, or whether you're from NASA, or whether you're from the NSA, or whether you're wherever around the world, the Red Guard in China, what we're about to say involves all of you. In the precursor setup and in the events that are now felt, being spoken about, being written about, and both sides of the fence. Dark theology and the theology that flows from the hand of God, the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, is telling us there are clear signs. Now, I'm going to give you an opinion tonight. Now, I'm going to tell you again when you repeat this, when you make a video and put it up, when you tell others, you've heard Russ Dizdar say, this is my opinion, and my opinion is that the Antichrist has already been born, Theron. That it would have been a bloodlined, because the mother would have had to have been prepared, similar or beyond the mothers of darkness among the millions upon millions of satanic chosen ones all over the world. The estimations of 4 generations of them, they claim to be the troops of Antichrist. They claim to be the ones that will help open the door to the dark powers, that they will be here to bring the bloodshed, the chaos, the anarchy, the catastrophe, and to usher in a new Luciferic world order. The estimations, 100 million. 4 generations. We've already done a lot on that already. But I'm going to give you the 4 opinions tonight. Number one, why believe the Antichrist, the little horn, the man of lawlessness, the Theron? Now, let me say to the Crawleyites right now, the Crawleyites, you've got to understand that Crowley used the word Theron, so do other occultists, in the sense of, well, beast, yes, but in the sense of magician, magus, in an occult sense. I am not using it in those senses. I'm not using it even in the old classical Greek sense. Koine, biblical Greek, it is about the nature of what seems to be a man, but is transmuted. It is overshadowed. It is more than just a human being. We're talking, in the one sense, like Paul, he says in 1 Corinthians 15:32, that he had to literally fight wild beasts at Ephesus. The idea of crowds that were riotous that wanted to kill him, the demonization of the city, the temple of Diana, they were described as because in the air and on the ground and in the lives of individuals, even the little girl that was possessed, and he commanded the demon to come out. He refers to the highly demonized, riotous, out of control as Theron. In the book of Revelation, it goes beyond that. And if you look at the Old Testament Septuagint use, you'll not only find that it talks about actual animals, wild beasts, but there will be reference to what seems to be individuals or tribes. And I think we need more research on this, but I think that it is referring to maybe second, third, fourth generation Nephilim presence. Now, this is vital. Please understand, Theron will describe a hybrid beyond just the common discussions that are going on now. We are talking about counterfeit. Like I said Monday night, you'll need to listen to Monday night. Every single thing that Satan is doing, biblically revealed, of course, is in direct and detailed counterfeit to what God has already done, God has already said, and what God is going to be doing. And so all the actions, even the words, parousia, apocalypse, is used of the Antichrist. Those are the words distinctly used of Christ in the coming. And in the visible appearance, the unveiling of Christ. But we have them now in defining the radical, history-altering appearance. I'm going to give you the sequence of events in a moment, but I want to give you the four reasons why I believe that Antichrist is already out there. Regime, false prophet, preparations, blue print or design of his agenda. I believe that not only is he out there, and the regime, literally the shadow government, shadow military, shadow economic, the regime that is prepared to seize it all, I believe that they're not only out there, but they are bulging at the seams, they are busting at the seams, that they want it now. But for the finger of God. Here's the incredible thing. We're talking about the pinnacle of the dragon, the manifest global in-the-air presence of darkness. Babylon on the ground, the prostitute spiritual system. The chaos that collapses everything that is known now with the agenda to bring a new world order, which will only be accomplished by the power that has designed this development. This is what I think millions are missing. Those in the world of conspiracy writing and documentaries and even talk shows, they are missing the reality of the greatest deception in human history that's going to lead to the greatest destruction in human history. It's not going to be just fascinating like a fireworks display when Antichrist actually is unveiled, the apocalypse. His apocalypse to the world will spell out the last about 7 years of human history. And it spells out the most destructive to humankind, to the economic system ultimately, to political systems ultimately, ultimately to the leading, to the worst decimation, defeat of a military system in all of history, Revelation 19:20. It involves billions dying, the environment being shredded, to where God has to, he has to give the perimeters. He has to define, he has to bring limitations, lest total annihilation would occur. This matches the words of the Lord Jesus, Matthew 24. Unless those days be cut short, no flesh would survive. If not for the hand of God, the saving hand of God in the midst of all of this, Satan's entrance into the world, because he gains rights, because the doors are open, because hearts and lives have exchanged the glory of God for a finite, fallen cherub. They believe the doctrine of an evolution to deity. They believed the promise and the doctrine of a Luciferic presence and the coming new age that so many on that side of the fence are thrilled is coming. Could he have shaken hands with political leaders? Could he have been in a meeting with Barack Obama, prime ministers and kings? Absolutely. In my opinion, number one, overwhelming ramping up of the dark side. 1 Timothy 4, 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 John 2. We have in biblical prophetic revelation, and it all begins with Jesus, Matthew 24, when they're talking about the very end of history, when they're talking about when these things will come to pass. Well, Jesus, the very first thing that he tells them and tells us, let no one deceive you. He begins with a revelation of the broadest, deepest, most horrific spiritual deception in human history. The New Age movement itself is the largest counterfeit spiritual movement to the body of Christ in the last 2,000 years. It is the largest, and it has gone global. It is global, and it bleeds into all the other old occult streams. Well, they all connect now. They are all converging. There is a satanic synchronicity when it comes to 2012, when it comes to the New Age movement, when it comes to the alien. And I'm reading another book right now, a brand new book on, what the alien message is. And this is kind of a conglomeration of getting all the information of all the past writers in the realm of ufologists and so forth. And they're telling us the same thing, that these entities out there, yes, they're involved with the sexuality of man. Yes, they're involved in the goal of hybrid. Yes, they're involved in wanting to bring some kind of reduction to the population. Well, I'll bring out some of the quotes here this week. You will not believe what the entities are saying. But even more horrific than listening to what the demons are saying, masqueraded as advanced races, it's unbelievable to me that the writer of the book and his quoting of those people that I've met in Roswell that are highly connected to the New Age, remote viewing, 2012 prophecies and a new age. They are believing what that side is saying. It is counterfeit to and the opposite of the revelation of God in Christ, of the end of history, of the new millennium, of the Prince of Peace, and of the healing of the nations, and of the gift of indestructible immortality. So number one, the overwhelming ramping up. It is off the charts. It is beyond anything else around the world. And it's not just in localities. I think 35 years ago, people used to say in Bible schools, well, demonization, yeah, that occurs, you know, down in South Africa, a little bit down there in South America, and India, and, you know, some of these remote mission fields. That's what they used to say. What they don't realize in this last 40 years now, almost 40 years, actually a little bit further back than that, it's as if once the spiritual structure behind the development of Nazi Germany lost its platform, lost the platform of the Nazis, they have just simply gone worldwide and have resurrected a global doorways, a global connective spiritual system. Believes the same promise, the same doctrine, and the same agenda. So the overwhelming ramping up of the dark side as far as spirits in people's lives, spiritual communication, events, experiences, writings, doctrines of demons, counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. All of what we see that the Spirit of God has said will be part of the end of the last days, that will be the precursors to the events that will reshape and eventually end the world. Now, that is an evolutionary process, but as we get close to the chaos event, then the Antichrist event, then the false prophet event, regime event, and on and on and on. Listen, we're talking about one wave after another. But the precursors are already here and swelling and growing all around the world. What about number two? Second reason why it's my opinion that the Antichrist is born, the Theron is here, that it is Satan literally in human skin, a hybrid, transmuted, of course, nothing like the perfection of God in the genetics of God in Christ, fully God, fully man. The power of Satan to transform himself like an angel of light, that power to morph is in the genetics, I believe, of Theron. His ability to look like, well, as we read, he has eyes like a man. His face is a major feature the scripture points us to. His face, his eyes, his mouth. And it all seems or is like human, but not total. So I believe now that we come to the last book of the Bible being written, the Spirit of God now giving the greatest detail, connecting all of the prophetic God-given dots. Theron is the concept of something bestial. Beast, not fully human. It's never used in terms of a fully human individual. It's used of the most bestial type of animal. It's used of those in a demonized, riotous, murderous, ready to kill Paul and his team there in Ephesus that Paul had to fight to survive. So please understand, Theron, regardless of the fact that he will be the most powerful political, economic, military leader, listen, in all of world history, what we see on the pages of history, what we see in the world today, it will all collapse. It will all be dust in the wind in comparison to the regime. As God spoke it 2,600 years ago, this fourth kingdom, this unlike any other one, how can it be more? Listen, God has spelled it out. Massive intel, massive insight. It's off the charts. There's nothing in human history to compare it to. God has given us the details of the progressive development towards those events and days, and then those events that will rock the world. So number one, the overwhelming ramping up. Number two, that everything has gone global. Please understand that everything in the prophetic concerning the rise of dark spirits and the didache of demons and the push towards the end, it's all about going global. Antichrist will not come to power with a regime that will only be regional. It will be absolutely crystal clear, global, the most enslaving, the most powerful. The speed of a leopard, that's how quick it will be. The thunderous, foot of the bear, all very clear, powerful. The roar that brings, listen, when a lion roars in the jungle, and all the other, their heads are up, man. Their heads are up. You hear the roar of a lion. You ever been to a zoo where you hear a lion roar? It'll shake some people caught off guard to the core. And so the roar of this individual, pompous mouth, blasphemies, directly addressing God, heaven, and those who dwell in heaven. Well, everything is moving towards the globalism. Old Masonic teaching, old Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, I've already said this yesterday. All the old occult streams, all the secret societies, connecting that to the New Age movement in the last 70 years or so, getting glimpses of it in the Nazi ideology and the global rule Reich that they wanted, looking at the 2012 prophecies that are satanically synchronized, maybe plotted and planned to be unveiled, maybe there'll be a few other places like that unveiled to layer the Luciferic promise, Luciferic doctrine, and Luciferic agenda. The agenda is to be global. The agenda is to rule the world. That's clearly spelled out Revelation 12, the concept of the dragon, Satan, the devil. Look at it in Revelation 12, who leads the whole world astray. The UN knows that it's globalism that it seeks. Military folks all over the world knows that things are moving to a global connection. Businesses are not just multinational, they are global. Governments and the warnings everywhere. And let me spell it out clearly. There is no such thing as globalism without the spirit that is behind the drive for it. Globalism in human history is in reference to the Luciferic conceived, inspired, developed, and caused, and then ruled system. There is no global human system that will ever come about. It is a spiritually, supernaturally induced, though the darkest of the lethal presence, but masqueraded like a poisoned candy. Everywhere you see it, even the remote viewers, those going to the Akashic Records, those listening, and as I was reading last night, a book called Alien Mind. This is a book that's supposed to bring massive revelation on the collective alien mind, those entities out there. They want global rule. They want globalism. So whether you're coming out of the skies, or coming out of the darkest underground ritual spots, or whether you're going to the ancient sites of gods and goddesses, connected to that side, global. Everything is pointing to global. The books, the documentaries, political ideologies, military development, global planetary weapons defense systems. The DOD, folks in the DOD and NASA are working on it. Number three, my opinion why the Antichrist is there, false prophet is there, the regime is in place, and supernaturally bursting out the seams. I mean, they want out. They want, like the Hoover Dam, cracking and water leaking through. And pieces of the brick and the cement and the mortar, you know, breaking and falling. And everybody knows at any moment it's going to collapse. And the tons and the tons and the weight of that enormous gush of water will soon. Now, that's the concept. You've got to understand that the pinnacle of satanic presence, manifestation, doctrine, power, deceit is pushing at the veil so hard, so broad, so wide. Here is, and you've got to hear this, the reason why they can't do it. Oh, it's spelled out. It is literally spelled out in the scripture. Literally. 2 Thessalonians 2. God has a restrainer. What do you think the restrainer's doing? The restrainer is restraining. Who is the restrainer restraining? Read it in context. Secret power mysterium. Secret power of lawlessness. Already supernaturally operative, ergeis, or the word where we get energy, the satanic energy already operative. And then the entity, Satan, already at work, same word, supernaturally operative, in bringing forth the anthropos anamos. Hell's best is coming. Hell's pinnacle is coming. The evolution of that development has occurred, my friends, but the events before the parousia of the Lord Jesus Christ, emphatic in the Greek, first, a rebellion, a revolt. In looking at Scripture, you do the historical grammatical approach. You do the context approach, and you do Scripture interpreting Scripture approach. Apostasia there does not refer to Christians sliding away, though that might be part true in the end of days. The context, the actual word used, and then the word used in, well, Acts 21. It's all about a massive revolt. It's all about a plotted, planned, reasoned out, behind the scenes, ultimately then a shocking revolt, a rebellion. The older translations, like Williams, called it a revolt, Vulgate revolt, or great revolt. And this word can go back again to the Koine, to the Greek, and you can see its use among military and political regime change. Revolt, rebellion, riot. Kind of like what you see going on, but that what you see right now, it's a scratch in comparison to the revolt that is going to come. Now, that revolt is for one reason. Look at the context. The context in 2 Thessalonians 2, everything that is being done in reference to the arrival of the Antichrist, the work of Satan, the secret power of lawlessness, the apocalypse and the revolt are inseparably connected, and both are operated by empowered by that secret power of lawlessness, that dark side. Now I'll spell that out maybe in a 1 hour long session that we need to get back. And I've done this in the book, The Black Awakening. And if you want to understand the chaos, if you want to understand it not as just some kind of, intellectual musing over the possibilities of conspiracy, but if you want to see again this evolutionary approach from the many different streams and then the events to come and the troops and the actual hands-on that will be here to cause it. Well, that's what the book Black Awakening is all about. It's a concept that has come from one of the most satanically empowered and knowledgeable super soldiers I've ever met. And it came from many others since that time. They call it a Black Awakening, an inverted satanic Pentecost. They tell me that they are lusting for Christian blood. That they are going to make the troops of the SS troops of Hitler look like choir boys in comparison. They are going to bring, in their words, all hell on earth. Standing with four cops all around me, others in the room, some right outside the door, a demonized chosen one on the ground after slaughtering a second girl in a ritual, switching back and forth personalities in the German programmed demonized personality he raised up. Think in terms of Mark chapter 5, but here he raised up, and the demonized German-speaking globalist who believes he's here to help usher in the Antichrist with full demonic force screamed in the room, "We are the legions that shall rule the earth." Well, the cops couldn't handle that. They grabbed him by his legs, by his shoulders, stuffed him in the cop car, took him to the psych ward. He might even be listening to this. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Everything is going global. Now, the third reason why I believe that it's all there, in place, ready to go. I'm telling you again my opinion. Here it is, number three. It is my sense of the Holy Spirit of God's work in my life. And what I see among the people of God, and as I look with biblical prophetic information, the Spirit of God's witness within, being involved in evangelism, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people getting saved over the years, thousands literally, but demonization, I have listened to that other side. I have seen the unbelievable development in the last 30 years. I can't even respond to all the requests. My sense, in the Spirit of God, in my walk with God, that this is that. Just like Peter on the day of Pentecost, when that prophecy was fulfilled, he was able to say, "This is that which the prophet Joel spoke about, the coming of the Spirit of God in Pentecost." All I can tell you when it comes to 1 Timothy 4, 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 John 2, content from the book of Daniel, the Spirit of God's witness in my life, and what I've seen over the last number of years at the conferences and individuals, corporately it seems in the body of Christ, there is this overwhelming sense we are at the end of history. And the events that will alter it all could be a year, 6 months, 2 years, 5 years. I'm not sure, because it will never, listen to me, I want you to hear it clearly. It will never occur until God removes the restrainer. There is a restrainer. Whether that is the Spirit of God himself or an angel of God, the finger of God restrains the full force of hell's kitchen manifest in secrecy, bulging at the seams, ready to come onto the pages of visible human history. The activation for all of the satanic super soldiers, the sleepers, and let me make it very clear, there may be 50 million sleepers multinational from Australia, Canada, United States, parts of South America, Ireland, Scotland, England, all of Europe, all of the European Union, centered maybe in Germany, maybe in Italy, and they're in Russia. Who do you think they need to bring the collapse to? Now, it will be part of those birth pangs. Oh, there'll be missiles fired. There'll be clearly bloodshed from the Muslim side. But what will cause this will be like somebody pulling off the lock of the bulging pit hounds of hell, clamoring, barking, striking the door, wanting to get out. The restrainer. Let me speak more on this in just a moment. Fourth point. Chaos is in the air. You can feel it in the air tonight, all around the world. Even the technology of Webbot, let alone all of the streams of occult and satanic, Luciferian, 2012, remote viewers, Edgar Cayceites, on and on and on and on and on. What are they all telling us? Well, it's got to be a chaos first. The Georgia Guidestones, there's got to be a cleansing. There's got to be a great catastrophe. There's got to be a great chaos. There's got to be something. Mother Earth is going to do this. Really? Now, you can listen to that side of the fence and be deceived all the way to the gates of hell itself. Or you can listen to the Spirit of God who gives the warning, the heads up, and reveals what is the most lethal and horrific events in human history, though coded as with candy. Chaos is in the air. All around us is destabilization. All around us is riots and the upturn and overturn of governments. All around us is culture war. Shooters. War, rumor of war, sure. Threats, birth pangs, whatever you want to call it. Let me tell you that chaos is clearly in the air, and that, my friends, is because on the pages of Biblically Revealed, where God has said, here is what the dark side will do next. The Antichrist cannot and will not rise, apocalypse, without the chaos, without the rebellion, without the revolt, without that black awakening. It is that levels everything that allows the apocalypse of Anthropos Anamos, the Theoron, will appear. A voice. Look at his eyes. Look at his face. Look what he says. Look what he does. Somehow the world will be astonished. He has a regime. A cutting edge, the most advanced in technology. Empowered. The most, listen, organized. You're talking supernatural organization. How does he do it? Well, it's been lying in wait. They're bulging at the seams. Revelation 13, 12 and 13 is very clear about the beast's appearance inseparably connected to the regime, the global ruling political, economic, military machine. Well, how's your day going? In the context of all of this, Book of Daniel, the Ancient of Days takes his seat. He's going to pronounce judgment. I mean, there's no question about the revelation of the Antichrist in 2 Thessalonians 2. And when the Spirit of God reveals his apocalypse, instantly God says the one doomed to destruction, the utter annihilation. A lot of the underground chosen ones. So let me tell you one of the reasons on the chaos issue. That's what all the undergrounders, the real Luciferians, the ones that are invoking the demons and the powers and raising, the ones doing the rituals, the ones a part of those millions of rituals going on all over the Western world, all over Europe, all over. There's a reason why first generation satanic chosen ones probably on a global scale in those Western countries, Europe and so forth, the United States, Canada and so forth, 40 million. But the second generation, third generation, and now we're dealing with the fourth generation. Bursting at the seams, you better believe it. Revelation 12 gives us the insight that just before the chaos that brings eventually the rise or the apocalypse of Antichrist, that Satan knows that his time is short, that he's furious. Furious! Which tells you one thing. Well, let's take a look at it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, three foundations or the revelations of the mysterium, the secret power of lawlessness. Is the conspiracy real? Let me give you the three things quickly. Number one, it exists and it is hidden for now. It exists and it is hidden for now. It exists and is hidden for now, and it is global. So-called shadow government, it's all really there. But number two, it is from head to toe supernatural. From head to toe, the power of darkness and the abilities are there, and the cloaking, the mysterium, the hiddenness, the secrecy. The satanic secrecy. I can only give you the indication of, again, biblically, Ezekiel 8. In the entire city of God, even the great prophet of God himself, Ezekiel, did not know. Nobody knew. Nobody. Wasn't in the paper. Nobody found out that a full-blown serpent worship, human sacrificing machine, a secret power of lawlessness in a smaller version was operative right there in the city where the prophet walked with God. And it was God that had to open the eyes of Ezekiel the prophet, lead him, supernaturally cut a hole into that darkness, and take him right down in there where it was really occurring. The smoke of Satan means the fire, the black flame, is truly there. The Word of God calls it a secret, a mysterium, power of lawlessness, already operative, Greek word, supernaturally operative. The conspiracy is real, it goes back, and God addresses it, Psalm 2, PS2, Psalm 2. The peoples, the nations, the kings will ultimately be led based on a planetary release of demonic power, Revelation 16, to gather together against God and against Mashiach, the Messiah. The secret power of lawlessness exists and is hidden. Number two, it is supernatural, totally from beginning to end, and can only be dealt with by a superior force and authority. Christian. Number three, it is passionately, aggressively, in a frenzy, raging, knowing the time is short, wanting to get on the field. Take a look at your notes again. The Antichrist, Homo Satanas, and his regime are inseparable. I marked down there that you can't have one without the other. Literally, five elements. The dragon, the collective, unseen but felt heavy presence globally in the atmosphere. The Antichrist, number two. The regime, number three. The false prophet, number four. And on the ground, Babylon, the spiritual system, inseparably linked to what's in the air. Kind of like Daniel's day. In Daniel's day, the 56 temples on the ground and the individuals on the ground were inseparably overseen by the prince of Persia. Now that was territorial. We're talking global. When you see Revelation 12 and 13, when it speaks about the dragon, you're talking about now what some have called the Akashic Records, Hall of Records, the field, the global brain, that alien presence. There is a collective by the hundreds of millions that are going to be in sync in their promise, their deception, their doctrine, their agenda, in the air. Prince of the power of the Eros, air, The Antichrist on the ground, eventual apocalypse, the regime inseparable, the false prophet, that by the signs, wonders, and miracles, off the charts, folks, and Babylon. Well, it's all going to be there. And as you look at all of this and you think about it in these end of days, let me tell you something. It is about getting the greatest heads up by God. It is about being a believer that has the intel that comes from heaven, the infinite God, the Lamb of God runs circles around the finite fallen cherub in his system. It is only by the finger of God, by the restraint, not a political thing, the activation of all the sleepers, millions of them that will bring the chaos, that will unleash, in a sense, what we see concerning the red horse, peace being taken from the earth, and a butchery that begins, leads to the black horse instantly, leads to the pale green horse, and a fourth of humanity. So humanity, what do we think now that we've opened the door in the beginning to the fallen cherub and believed a lie, exchanged the glory of God for a finite, lying, fallen cherub? Jesus Christ comes to the cross, and there at that cross, well, he brings the gift of indestructible immortality now. He brings the authority that we can have in our lives as believers. He brings a salvation. Where do you stand? What spirit or spiritual system do you embrace or embraces you? Do you know you have the Spirit of God inside? Do you know that you know the living Christ? Are you saved? Do you have this great salvation? Do you know the living Christ who loves you? That's why God has entered the world, to save the world. That's what's going to happen when Christ comes the second time. An act of not allowing the annihilation that could and probably would occur by the sheer presence, the pinnacle of darkness. Come to Jesus. Come to the living Christ. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord, well, shall be saved. Receive Christ into your life right now. Let the Spirit of God come into your life. Become as strong as you can. Every believer, become as strong and as powerful as you can become, so that you can live out the mission of God, so that you can continue to win up to the very last day anyone and everyone you can to Christ. Pray for the healing of lives. By the authority of Christ, commanding demons out. Christ is coming. The restrainer is holding, but soon. My friends, we're at the end of the hour. This is Russ Dizdar, ShadowTheDarkness.net on the web. Remember us in your prayers. We'd love your support. Good night.